This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
You're listening to Rach, Jackson, Dean on Joy 94.9, and we've got a special guest with us.
Yes, we do. We have stand-up comedian, television host, podcaster, Western Bulldogs mad fan, and all-round Australian sweetheart, Will Anderson.
I'd like to think I'm, yes, an all-around Australian sweetheart, like all around.
He's just
Tasmania,
around it.
Yeah. Western Australia, you know, yeah, kind of like a wall that you might be. Oh, no, hang on, not like a wall at all, a will.
There you go. And also international as well. I could have gone on. I was writing many intros. You've just done so much,
Will. I appreciated it. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, nice little bit at the start, you know, making me feel good. I think it's a nice way to approach it.
Yeah, butter you up and then we'll just sit you on simmer for here on in.
Literally butter me up, if you like. I'm from a dairy farm and I love butter, so I could probably get Dad to supply some butter and we could literally butter me up for the interview.
I'd love that.
That's a whole other topic.
I love the one.
94.9, goodness me.
Yeah, that's a whole
other topic. After 9 p.m.
You can butter me up, though. You can only butter me up because my dad is a dairy farmer and if I got margarine up, he would be devastated.
Oh, no, I don't deal with it. I lived in France for a long time and I know a lot about good butter. Don't muck around with these tubs of plastic. It's terrible. Gone off topic. We're here to talk about Gruen.
Gruen. So it's the 100th episode of Gruen. I was going to say the Gruen transfer, but you've with all the cost cutting at the ABC, you're now just Gruen.
Well, basically, it was originally called the Gruen transfer, and everyone used to call it anything but the Gruen transfer. They would call it the Gruen report, the Gruen factor. They would never call it the Gruen transfer. So then, it was Gruen, I think that we went to Gruen Nation when we did the political one. There was Gruen Sweat when we did the Olympics. Then it became Gruen Planet when we just talked about everything. But the truth is that everybody still got the name wrong. So we thought, well, why don't we just call it Gruen? And now that we've gone back to just plain Gruen, nearly everybody calls it the Gruen Transfer.
Oh, you can't win. And it's a show about advertising, so it's like, which name works?
But it's your 100th episode.
So I think we've had to neg people into remembering it.
That works as well, that whole thing. Like, you know, nice haircut. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I don't know how to neg. I don't date. It's too hard. I just avoid it. You can't kill what's already dead, Will.
Now, speaking of dating, dating is a topic for the conversation on the Gruen.
Yes. What? Tell us about what tonight's episode is, your 100th.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to look at the world of online dating, because the interesting thing about online dating is that the whole industry has changed, right? You know, it used to be something a decade ago that was pretty much, you know, done a little in the shadows, maybe even something that people would be a bit embarrassed about, but obviously apps have changed everything. You know, originally there was like Grindr, but it was really Tinder that changed the game and made it mainstream and meant that dating was out in the open. And now, obviously, you have a range of other apps, you know, Bumble and Happn and all these sort of that are in this area. But it has also changed the traditional online dating services, your RSVPs and these sort of organisations. Now don't have to be so late night and secretive. They can be a bit more out in the open about what they offer. So we look at how we're being sold the most basic of all human motivations, love.
I know, and I hate it. I've tried a few, and I was on OkCupid as well, because I thought, that's more classy. Like, if I wanted to go home with someone, I would just, I've got a face and I'm a woman. It's not that hard for me. But looking for something for love, it's like false advertising, because, you know, you send the best pic of angles and stuff and whatever you want to take a photo of, and then you just send it to some random. It's like fornicating with fish in a barrel.
Well, the thing about it is interesting is too, because these companies are branding themselves, but of course, within these apps, yes, you are also coming up with your own personal brand. You're trying to sell yourself and you're trying to sell, you know, choose which aspect of yourself, whether it be a physical thing, whether it be your personality, whether you choose one of these things based on what you think your strengths are. So we're being sold to on every level of these relationships.
I just find it all so disingenuous, though, don't you? It's like tricking someone to have a date.
Well, I must admit that most of human civilization is based on the idea of tricking someone into being in a relationship with you. Let's be honest, that is not a new concept. So, I mean, pretty much humans wouldn't exist without somebody being able to trick somebody else into thinking that they're good enough to breed with. So
I think
it's an old concept. This is just a modern take on it.
It's so funny, but also just going out to like bars and pubs and things, because the apps exist, it's actually changed the game as well, because everyone, I think, you know, nothing's sort of sacred, so no one's willing to work on anything.
It's really changed it because it's made it a game as well. This is one of the more interesting things. Like, online dating used to be something that you did by yourself, whereas now you will often see people standing around while somebody's on Tinder or one of those sort of apps and looking over their shoulder or helping them. And they've done studies that have shown that the sort of dopamine release you get from the choosing and from someone choosing you is very similar to the dopamine that's released in your brain, say, when you're playing the poker machine. So managed to do, there's almost 30% of the people who are on these sort of apps have no intention of ever dating.
No, about it's the validation.
30% of the people who are on them are just about the game and the fun and the validation of it. Yeah,
and that's the bit I hate. I'm like, no, stop it. I've spent 32 years trying to like myself, and I kind of do. I don't love myself. I'm not weird. And I'm just looking for actually something genuine. But anyway, does working on Gruen, does that make you have a love-hate relationship with advertising, or a hate-hate? Like,
oh, hate-hate.
Yeah.
I mean, I already had a hate-hate, and now it has a hate-really-hate relationship. Basically, I spend 10 weeks of my year doing nothing but fast-forwarding through programming to look at the ads. It is the wrong way to live your life. It makes you loathe advertising with every sense of your being. Often when I have young people come up to me, and because the show's been on a decade, they will say things like, you know, I study advertising and marketing because of your show. And I'm like, well, you have missed the point of the show. That is actually not the point of the show. That is like watching Breaking Bad and starting making mess. It's like watching Game of Thrones and starting sleeping with your sister. It's not the point of the show.
I must admit, you mentioned at the start there about Gruen Nation, and I loved that during the election when you had John Hewson and other people lifting the veil on the political advertising or how the political campaigns work. It was fascinating.
Yeah, I love it. I think the show's always at its best if we can talk about something that everybody else is already talking about. So our most successful ones have always been around last year when the whole census fail thing happened. That's a great Gruen topic because it's something everybody in the country is talking about at the same time and that we have a unique angle on. So the election specials fit into that category. The Olympics fit into that category. Something that the eyes of everybody are on at the same time that we can bring a new angle to, I think, are always the most successful versions of the show.
And speaking of which, have you or do you plan to do a story about or feature the marriage equality debate and how that's playing out in the media?
So we're going to do, yes. So we've been talking about it a lot. I mean, we talked about it last series as a bit of a preview to what the tactics might be by the No campaign. And so far we've been pretty accurate in what we predicted was going to happen. We haven't actually spoken about the yes and no ads on the show, mostly because on Gruen we always try to talk about things that everybody else isn't talking about. And because each of the yes and no ads have been so picked apart in every other aspect of media, we've been trying to find a unique and interesting Gruen angle on the debate for the show, you know, something that we can bring something interesting to. So what we're looking at now is we're going to put together a segment about the brands that have aligned themselves with the debate. You know, a lot of big organisations, a lot of brands.
A lot of banks and stuff, aligned. the gay ATM.
Right, and Coke have come out, a lot of the sporting clubs, the AFL, have kind of got behind the Yes campaign. So I think that'll be the way that we look at it. It's a Gruen sort of way of looking at that world, you know, sort of the value of that, how you decide to do that, you know, which brands are doing it and which are not and how they're doing it. So, yeah, we'll definitely be having a look in the probably next week.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your 100th episode.
Absolutely.
So is it 8:30 ABC?
8:33, I believe. But turn on at 8:30.
Yeah.
Or to be honest, look, whenever you finish with The Bachelor, just record the start of the show and then you can watch the end of The Bachelor and then you can turn over and you can watch Brooke.
And I get to watch it on iView. Love my iView.
Oh, yeah. You can watch it on iView when we do an extra long version on Thursday night for Brooke and Excel as well.
Brilliant. Good to know.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Will.
Thanks, Will.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for buttering me up.
Ooh.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Joy!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.